Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby files injunction in NCAA gambling case. Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby has filed for an injunction against the NCAA over his 2026 eligibility. The case raises fresh questions about how college sports handles gambling violations when addiction and athlete welfare are also involved. Sorsby is currently ineligible for competition after prior violations of NCAA sports betting rules. Texas Tech said Monday that it had finalized an agreed-upon stipulation of facts with the NCAA and Sorsby, and that it intends to quickly start the reinstatement process. The filing follows the earlier NCAA gambling investigation into Sorsby, which became public in April after Texas Tech was informed of betting activity tied to the quarterback. Sorsby's legal team argues he would suffer irreparable harm if the court does not act before the 2026 season. The filing also points to the June 22 deadline for the NFL supplemental draft, saying the delay could force him into a decision between seeking a professional route or waiting on a college eligibility ruling. Filing accuses NCAA of delay. The injunction was filed Monday in district court in Lubbock County. Sorsby's legal team includes prominent sports attorneys Jeffrey Kessler and Scott Thompson. The filing says Sorsby has been clinically diagnosed with a gambling disorder and has been in an inpatient residential treatment facility since late April. It argues the NCAA has failed to process his reinstatement request in a timely way and has continued seeking further information despite Sorsby admitting wrongdoing. The NCAA has weaponized his condition to shore up a facade of competitive integrity, while simultaneously profiting from the very gambling ecosystem it polices, the filing states. The NCAA said Monday that it had not received a reinstatement request in the case. It added that its sports betting rules and reinstatement conditions are clear. When it comes to betting on one's own team, these rules must be enforced in every case for the simple reason that the integrity of the game is at risk, the NCAA said. Every sports league has these protections in place, and the NCAA will continue to apply them equally because every student athlete competing deserves to know they're playing a fair game. Bets included Indiana football. Sorsby's filing says his betting activity began when he was a freshman at Indiana in 2022. It states he placed thousands of online bets across different sports, including Turkish basketball, Romanian soccer, tennis events, the Major League Baseball draft, and Nathan's hot dog eating contest. The filing also says he placed small wagers, usually between $5 and $50, on Indiana football. Sorsby said in an affidavit that he never bet against Indiana, never wagered on games he played in, and never used non-public team information. My bets were purely intended to make me feel more connected to the game and my teammates and to give me more of a reason to root for my teammates, Sorsby said in the affidavit. His legal team says there is no evidence he attempted to influence game outcomes or shared insider information. It also says he offered to accept a 2-game suspension if he completed residential treatment and agreed to help educate others about gambling risks. Eligibility decision carries major stakes. Sorsby transferred to Texas Tech from Cincinnati after throwing a career-high 27 touchdowns during the 2025 season. He was ranked as ESPN's top transfer portal player and is expected to be one of the highest-paid college football players this season, with reported compensation of more than $5 million. The filing argues Texas Tech is also harmed by the delay because the program cannot properly prepare around its expected starting quarterback without clarity on his status. Under NCAA rules, athletes who bet on their own team or other sports at their own school can face permanent loss of eligibility. Other gambling violations are assessed through a sliding penalty structure based partly on wager amounts. Sorsby's filing asks the court to prevent the NCAA from enforcing its gambling bylaws in a way that blocks his reinstatement. It also requests that he be allowed to participate fully for Texas Tech in 2026 while the case proceeds. Texas Tech said its primary focus remains on supporting Sorsby's health and well-being. The next major step is expected to be the university's formal reinstatement request, while Sorsby's legal team has asked for a June 15 hearing so the court can rule before the NFL supplemental draft deadline.